Hilchot Sicha is Chelek Tazayin, Parsha Vayakal Sicha Aleph, a summary of the Sicha. The Pasuk in our Parsha says the Nesiyim brought the Avnei Shoyam and the Avnei Meluyim, and they brought a few things at the end of the donation. So Rashi says, V'hanesiyim heviyu, and he says, Amar Rav Nosser said, why is it that the Nesiyim donated first when it came to the dedication of the Mizbeach? They brought all their korbanos and donations at the very beginning. And by the Melechus HaMishkan, the donations for the Mishkan, they did not give first. They didn't give first. What's the reason? Because the Nesiyim said, let the people give what they are giving, and whatever they will be lacking, we will complete. Once they saw that the people completed everything that was needed, as the Pasuk says, there was enough for all the work. So the Nesiyim said, what are we going to do now? So they brought the Avnei Shoyam, they brought the few things that they brought, the gems for the Choshen and the Eifed and so on. Therefore, when it came to the donations of the Mizbeach, they were the first ones to give, and because they were lacking in their energy and their being proactive, therefore there was a letter missing from their name, as it says in the Pasuk, Banasim is lacking a Yud, missing a Yud, and because of this, the Yud is not there. So what's Rashi trying to tell us? That since the listing of the Nesiyim's donations is written all the way at the very end of all the rest of the list of the donations, and not only at the end, but there's even an interruption in the middle. It says what the Yidden brought, all the materials that they brought, and then it says, and the women contribute, donated their time and their effort and their talent, and only then does it say V'Nesiyim Heviyu. So from this we see that the Nesiyim gave it all the way at the end. From this we see they gave it all the way at the end. And not only did they give it at the end, but the Torah makes a point of pointing out that they gave it at the end by listing it all the way at the end. So the question is, why is it that the Nesiyim gave all the way at the end? So Rashi says that because they thought, let the people give whatever they give, and whatever they're lacking, that's what we will give. And then because they were lazy, whatever, if you want to call it lazy, therefore the Yud was taken out of their name. So we have to understand about this Rashi. First of all, why does Rashi point out, why did they bring first by the Nidvas HaMizbeach? That's somewhere in Parsha Nosei. Why is Rashi addressing that question over here? Also, why does Rashi give us the whole explanation of why they thought to bring last and so on? Why, he was just trying to bring out why it's written that they gave it at the end, and that's why the Yud is missing from the name. Why did he just say they gave at the end, and therefore, because of that, the Yud is missing from their name? Why does he have to give the whole explanation? Also, why is it that the Pasuk does point out this whole thing about the Nesiyim being lazy, Nisatzlu, that they were lacking in their energy? Why does the Pasuk have to say that? The Pasuk doesn't try to talk about in derogatory terms about anybody, even an animal, even a tummy animal. Why point out the Nesiyim's failure in this? Also, we have to understand in the story itself, Rashi says that they thought whatever the people will not bring, so they'll bring. In the end, the people brought everything that was needed, and therefore they were left only to bring the Avnei Hashem and the Avnei Meluyim and the oil and the Psamim. So what do you mean everything was brought? They had to bring the Avnei Hashem and the Avnei Meluyim, so not everything was brought. On the other hand, if the Pasuk says that they brought everything, so then why didn't they bring those things which were needed, like the Avnei Hashem, Avnei Meluyim, the oils and the Psamim? Why didn't they bring it? That's another question. Also, why did the Nesiyim, why did they feel bad that they had nothing to do? They did plenty. They brought the Avnei Shoyam, they brought the Avnei Meluyim, the oils, the Psamim. Why did they feel that they didn't do enough? Also, why does Rashi say, let the people bring whatever they bring, and whatever they're missing, we'll bring? Why didn't he just say, whatever the people don't bring, we'll bring? Why does he have to say, let them bring whatever they bring? Another interesting thing is, why does it say, what should we do? It should have said, what can we bring, is what it should have said. Why does it say, the Nesiyim said, what should we do? What's left for us to do? They should have said, what's left for us to bring? And the final question, why does Rashi tell us the name of Reb Nosson, that he was the one that said this whole thing? So to explain this whole thing, let's look at Reb Nosson's question. He asks, why did the Nesiyim bring first for the Chanukah Samizbeach? and by the Mishkan they brought last. It seems as if Rav Nosson's question is not why they brought last by the Mishkan, but rather his question is why did they bring first by the Mizbeach? That's what he's looking for the answer for. And the answer, so it seems that Rav Nosson is okay with the fact that they brought last by the Mishkan. His question is why did they bring first by the Mizbeach? What kind of question is that? Why it would seem that that's the right thing to do? And the answer is, the Nesiim, they said our role is, what's our first role as Nesiim, is to make sure that the Yidden should do whatever they need to do. Then, when they finish doing, we finish that role of being Nesiim, then we could start thinking about our own personal Avodah, and what can we do for the contribution to the Mishkan. And they learned this from Moshe Rabbeinu himself, as Rashi tells us, that before Matan Torah, when Moshe was going from the people to the mountain, back to the people, back to the mountain, so Rashi says that he wasn't, that Moshe Rabbeinu was going straight from the mountain to the people and not taking care of his own needs at the same before that. So the question is, that's what we have to say about Moshe Rabbeinu, that he didn't stop off for a snack before he went to tell the Yidden the message of Hashem? That's the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. But rather what it means is Moshe Rabbeinu could have been thinking in a few days is Matan Torah, and I, Moshe, have to go up on the mountain. I have to be the one that receives the Torah. I need to prepare for that. I have to move into the role. What am I going to do to get ready for this? He didn't think about that. He thought, what do I have to do to bring the message to the people? What do I have to do to make sure the people prepare for Matan Torah? He didn't think about his own preparation. In other words, he wasn't thinking about his own spiritual preparation. Not that he wasn't thinking about breakfast. So therefore, the Nesiim also said, when it comes time to, we have to bring the donations for the Mishkan, our role of Nesiim is to encourage and inspire the Yidden to bring whatever they can. And then, when that's finished, when the people finish bringing what they bring, then we will do whatever we have to do in our own personal donations to the Mishkan. So that is the right role. So therefore, Rav Nosson says, since they were acting as Nesiim by the Mishkan, why suddenly did they jump ahead and do it by the Mizbeach? They were the first to donate. And that's what they meant. First let them do what they do, and then we have to think, what should we do? And in other words, when the Yidden finished bringing everything and everything was taken care of, they said, well, what do we do now? In other words, they had finished their role as Nesiim. Now it was a question of what do we do next? Not what do we bring. What do we do next? What's the next mission that we have to complete? Now, since this was the right approach of being last by the Nidus HaMishkan, but it turned out that there was something missing in their own participation in the Nidus HaMishkan. Why is that? That comes in the answer to the question that we asked before. If there was enough, if the people had brought everything and there was enough, what do you mean it was enough? The Nesiim had to bring the Avnei Shem and Avnei Miluyim and the other few things. So what do you mean it was enough? It wasn't enough. Not everything was given. So what does the Torah mean that it was given? They brought everything and it was enough from what they brought. The answer is that there were certain things that the Yidden couldn't give. They didn't have gems. Why didn't they have gems? They had actually found gems. Where? By the Biza Sayam, they took from the Mitzriim all kinds of goodies. But they used up those gems on other things earlier. That's what Machasr means. They had already used up a number of the things that were needed for the Mishkan, and they just didn't have those gems. They just didn't have the oil or whatever it is that they had to bring. And therefore they couldn't give it. They wanted to give whatever they could, and they were ready to give. So what did they do? They said, I don't have diamonds or rubies or whatever they needed there. So here, take a whole bunch of gold and buy rubies from somewhere else. They donated so much money that there would be enough money to be able to go out and buy those things that were still missing. So therefore, there was nothing missing. Whatever was missing, they had the cash, they'll go buy it. So therefore, when it came time for the Nesiim to contribute, and they did in fact contribute those gems, but they said, our contribution of the gems is really unnecessary because they have the money to buy them. So therefore, our giving the gems, it's true. Now they're not going to have to spend the money. But when the Yidden gave it, they were giving something that was essential. When we're giving it, it's no longer essential. They could have just bought it. So good, they got it from us. But they could have just bought it. Therefore, they felt that they were missing in the participation of the donation to the Mishkan, because their donation was not essential. So even though they approached it properly, but it led to a lack of equal participation with the rest of the Yidden. So we have to understand. So if so, what is the answer to this problem that was created by their lack of participation because they were busy with being the Nesiim? They decided that when it comes to the Mizbeach, they'll be the first to donate. That's how you fix the problem? By acting not as a Nasi should behave? A Nasi is supposed to let the Yidden, or encourage the Yidden to do it, and then to do whatever they can. So why did they stop being the Nesiim in order to fix what happened by the Nidus HaMishkan? And the answer is that what is it that they did wrong by the Nidus HaMishkan? What led to their being, what's the Atzlus involved? The Atzlus was that since the Mishkan is such an essential thing for the Yidden, the Nesiim should have, was expected that they would, besides making sure that everything would get done, they should have made sure that it would be done bezrizus, quickly and as fast as possible. Instead of sitting back and waiting for the Yidden to bring everything that they bring, they should have said, while the Yidden are bringing whatever they bring, we will bring whatever we can bring, so that together there would be no delay in building of the Mishkan. Instead, they sat back. That's the Atzlus. So they decided that when it comes to the Chanukah Mizbeach, which is also the Mizbeach, the Karbonos, that's what brings Kapara, that's an essential thing for the Mishkan too. Therefore, they said, we will work alongside the Yidden and we'll be first to make sure that it happens quickly. But a gifted student could ask the following question. Since the Nesiim were doing what they should have done, which was to encourage the Yidden to bring donations, so then why isn't it that every Yid's donation should be considered, the Nesiim should have a part, a share in all of those donations? They were the ones that encouraged it, they were the ones that pushed it, so they have participation in that way. To this the answer is, we know that Reb Nosson said this. What is the most famous statement of Reb Nosson? Is something called Shibuddah de Reb Nosson, which says that if A owes money to B and B owes money to C, then C can go directly to A and say, give me the money that you owe to B, because B owes it to me. And B and A can say to C, no, I only have dealings with the B, I don't want to skip over B. So we say, no, we take B out of the picture, and A and C now have a direct relationship with each other. That's the halacha of Shibud Reb Nosson. So over here we could apply a similar idea to this. It's true that the Nesiim were the middleman. They were the ones that encouraged the Yidden to give their donations to Hashem. But once they established the connection between the Yidden and Hashem in regards to these donations, they, the middleman, the B, they got taken out of the picture, and therefore there is now a direct link. Maitziyim Mizeh is Shabbat Dudanos, and we take it away from this one, from the Yidden. V'noisim Lozeh, we give it to C, which is Hashem. So therefore they were left out of the picture. That's what bothered them, that they were not part of the picture because of this. And this actually explains what the Nesiim were thinking to begin with. What they were saying was, let the Yidden give, and whatever they are missing, we will be mashlim. What they meant to say was, whatever we as the Nesiim, whatever they don't do completely with their full generosity, with their full feeling, we will make sure to be mashlim, to elevate it, oisai. That donation that they're giving, not that we will give donations over and above what they're giving, we will make sure that the donations that they give should be mashlim, should be in its most perfect state. And that will be our contribution. It's not even necessary that we should give a separate contribution, because we will uplift and complete and perfect the very donations that the Yidden give. What happened was, to their shock, to their surprise, was that the Yidden gave with such feeling and with such generosity that there was no need for the uplifting activities of the Nesiim. They were left completely out of the picture. and they were left without any participation in the donation, and that's why they felt, and that was the atzlus, that was where they were, they left out of the picture. And the Rebbe concludes the sicha with saying that it, because of this, the yud was taken out of their name. What does that mean? What is the connection between a yud and the atzlus? He's saying that it was the opposite. What caused, what brought about this lack of energy and participation was the fact that they were missing the yud. The yud represents bittul. What does it mean that the Nesi'im did not have enough bittul? It means they felt their role as the Nesi'im, as the leaders, and they felt that without them the yud would not be able to do it properly, and that they would have to be part of the process in order for the yud to do it properly. They felt their own role as the Nesi'im, and that was a certain lack of bittul. And because of this lack of bittul, it led to their lack of participation, because they felt that they would be participating as a result of their being Nesi'im, and therefore they were left out of it. In other words, that the fact that they didn't have the yud is what led to the atzlus, not the opposite, that the atzlus led to the yud being taken away. The fact that they didn't have the yud in their name, that's what led to the atzlus. And therefore the lesson to every yid is that even if you're having influence on another person, and that's your role, you have to know that don't make it the focus yourself. You should not be the focus. You shouldn't feel that they need you in order to get to Hashem. You have to do whatever you can, but not to feel that the person's connection to Hashem is through you. And if a person has that proper bittul, then they will know that they have to do their own activities, and it's not enough that you're involved in somebody else's activities of Yiddishkeit, but you have to have your own participation in Yiddishkeit and growth in Yiddishkeit and so on.